And welcome now to the midday for a Thursday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and we'll have that 12:30 quiz question. Actually, I'll give you a big hint today. It's a musical quiz question. And that's all I'm going to say about that in the meantime, because we have Jeanette Thompson with us. She's a professor of voice, been at the UW for all of a year now with the School of Music. And I don't know how we've gone this far without knowing or having you in here. So welcome to the midday.
Thank you.
And like most performers of your caliber, you've traveled all over the world, worked all over the world.
I have, yes.
You have a film soundtrack to your credit for a French film, no less.
I am. How on earth do you know that? Yes, that's
how did that come about?
Well, I was performing in the Queen Elizabeth competition in Belgium. And I won the gold medal in that competition, and there was a director there. And he was fascinated with my face.
Okay.
Okay, maybe my singing too. And so I did the soundtrack, yeah, and I was in the film itself, yeah.
Your face.
My face was there, mm-hmm. and all the rest of me. And the soundtrack was all me, yeah.
And how was that experience for you? Was it,
it was
different than you expected?
Really weird. Uh-huh. Yeah, because, you know, you have a 6 a.m. call and you could easily go until midnight. And there are this plethora of people just running around who will do absolutely anything for you. And it was very weird because we're not quite accustomed to this kind of treatment. But it was also, you know, you do so many takes for just one little song. And so it was weird. But in the end, it was sort of fun. It was sort of fun to be in a film.
I mean, and so
many years ago.
What was the experience of actually watching this film?
Yeah, that was even weirder. It's really, you know how people say, when I hear myself on tape, I feel strange. Mm-hmm. Well, imagine seeing yourself on film. And then I got reports from people, this film actually won a prize at the Cannes Film Festival.
Oh, really? Congratulations.
Yeah. And it was a short film that they would play before the main feature films in European countries, not so much here. And so I got calls from friends in Prague and in Berlin and in Paris saying, I went to the movies and to see blank, 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 and there you were on the screen. So it was really kind of weird, yeah.
So if we were to Google Jeanette Thompson film, would we find it on YouTube or someplace?
I pray to God you will not.
Well, still a little self-conscious about the art.
Yes.
I'm guessing it's probably findable out there and would be an interesting experience for any of us, whether or not we've been involved with that particular film. You look at your bio, your resume, it says some things that are not too surprising. You know, familiar with French, German, Italian, after all, any singer has to be. But then
correct.
Turkish?
I know. Is that something?
Yeah, well, how'd that come about?
Yeah. Well, I had an agent who, as most singers, I had about 5 agents. They were specific to certain countries. And I had this one agent who had contacts in Turkey. So I did some performing in Turkey. And after I performed there, my agent got a note from the university. They have 2 major universities there, asking if I would be interested in joining the faculty. And I thought she was nuts, frankly. I thought, why on earth would I want to move to Turkey?
Do you have to know Turkish to teach in Turkey?
Yes, you do.
Okay, that's another, perhaps, stumbling block?
Yeah. And so, after a little coaxing, I decided to give it a try, and there was so much talent there that it pulled me right in because of the talent of the students there. And I went there knowing very little Turkish, just enough to teach singing, because singing, you know, is international,
sure,
as music is. And then I had to take an immersion course because none of my students in the beginning spoke English. None. In fact, no one in the university except for two people spoke English. So it was a daunting experience.
And how long did that go on?
I stayed there for 8 years.
So your Turkish must be pretty good by now.
Well, it certainly got good by the end of my stay, yes. But you know, I am very proud of that experience because I feel as if I made a really big difference in the school and that I helped a lot of students. And so I left there feeling a great sense of accomplishment.
And you can follow their careers. It's relatively easy these days to keep track of people.
Yeah. In fact, just last week I opened my email and there was an announcement of the Neue Stimme, which is an international competition. And one of my students, whom started with me when he was 17, is in the finals in Germany. And so he sent me a note with the email and I was just so proud of him, you know.
That must be very satisfying.
Yeah.
You certainly sing German, too, as we mentioned, and that includes Brahms.
Yes, yes. And I think today we're going to do one of Brahms. It really is such a precious song. It's called Wie Melodien sieht es mir. And the poem is really about, the title literally means the melodies. Like the rushing of the water, the melody pulls me. And I interpret this to mean the melody is the melody of love that pulls me, and like the rippling water. So this is Wie Melodien.
Jeanette Thompson with pianist Thomas Kasdorf. Charming songs by Brahms.
Yes, exactly.
Die Melodien sieht es mir. The performer, Jeanette Thompson. Where do you hail from originally, Jeanette?
I am am originally from a small town in Florida called Dade City. And most people think that it's Dade County, but no. This is a small town on the Gulf of Florida.
Right.
And is very, very close to Tampa, but they were both discovered by the same man,
Sir Dade.
Francis Dade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And but I spent most of my life in New York, so I really consider myself a New Yorker.
And so what sort of music did you grow up with?
I grew up with Motown and, I don't know, pop things. My sisters all thought I was weird because I liked Beverly Sills. And I remember the very first classical song I learned was Ich liebe dich. And I was so proud, and I came home to sing it for them, and they all laughed at me.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, they were very cruel, really. But it's because they didn't understand the music either, and so...
Have they since gotten into it a little?
Yes, they have. Yes, a lot, actually. They have gotten into it. I have one sister who flies all over the world when I'm singing places, so, yeah.
And on the other hand, have you ever sung Motown?
Well, everyone sung Motown. Come on.
One place or another, one time or another.
Okay, well, maybe not Thomas, but, you know, but everyone sung Motown. No, it's, I mean, it's impossible to grow up with sisters and brothers in a small town in Florida, in a black community, and not sing Motown. It's not possible.
At a certain time, a certain place, no doubt about that.
That's right, that's right.
Well, you have also, of course, sung considerably in French, and a composer who's known, I think, really exclusively for his songs is Duparc.
That's true. Duparc was, they considered him a weird little man, but I don't know that he was weird. He was just troubled. He was troubled. And he had diagnosed emotional issues, he did. And so he was always by himself, and he didn't hang out with the other composers and things like that. He preferred solitude and for composing. And this song that we're going to do today, which is L'Invitation au Voyage, is sort of special to me because I had a sister, the oldest sister in our family, who has since passed on. And when I took that job in Turkey, she was literally crying and begging me not to take that job because she had sickle thalassemia, which is a blood disorder. And she kept saying, if you go, I know I'll never see you again. And I said, don't be ridiculous. Of course you'll see me again. And of course I did not. She died before I got back to the States. And this L'Invitation au Voyage is about longing for your sister that Duparc set. The poet is Baudelaire, so I'm assuming that this was about Baudelaire's sister and not Duparc's sister. But it's about longing to be together in the place that is as open and as free as you are in your spirit. Aren't those wonderful words?
Quite the wonderful sentiment.
Yeah.
Me.
When you sing a song like that that has such emotional significance for you, you have to distance yourself just a little bit from it?
You do, yeah. You know, you work out all the emotions in the rehearsals so that when it's time to perform it, you want the emotions to reach your listeners. So you can't be experiencing too many great emotions yourself because you want your listener to feel it. Yeah.
True, even occasionally with George Gershwin, but not so much an issue, I'm guessing.
Well, I think Gershwin had other issues.
Yes. He had all kinds of issues, and of course, issues are what tend to make art.
That's exactly right, which is why he was such a brilliant musician. Yeah, yeah. But we all have issues. Come on, Robert.
Some of them turn into art. Some of them turn to crime, I suppose.
Well, see, I was going to say some of them turn to therapy, but, you know, you went for crime. Okay.
Well, let's go with your option.
Okay.
And for Gershwin, this one doesn't carry too much baggage, I don't think.
No, no. This one is The Man I Love. When the mellow moon begins to beam, every night I dream a little dream. Prince Charming is the theme, he for me. And though I realize as well as you, it is seldom that a dream comes true. To me is clear. Someday he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand, and in a little while he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I shall meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. I am sure to find him Monday, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Tell me, would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man I love. Be
I am sure to find him one day. Maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home just meant for two. Tell me what you and the soul else above I'm waiting for.
There's a showstopper for you. And of course, Gershwin was a master of writing those Broadway shows, big hits, many of them. Jeanette Thompson has been my guest, and we're going to hear one more from her, but this from a CD before we get to the quiz question. And tell me about this collection.
This is a collection of spirituals, which my great-grandmother was a slave, and there was this little book that they used to have that they would write down the songs in this little book, and it passed around people, and my grandmother ended up with this book from the 1800s,
Fascinating.
Yeah, and so all of these songs, I either arranged them according to how I remember them, or I looked for arrangements of them that I love. And the song that you're going to play, I'm going to sing on my concert.
Oh, tell us about this concert, too. That's right, because you have it coming up in just a few days.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow.
At 7 p.m. in Mills Hall.
UW-Madison.
Yes, at UW-Madison in the Humanities Building is free, and everyone is welcome, and it's quite a collection of repertoire. In fact, everything that you've heard today is part of the program. And so I'll do a couple of the Rickert Lieder on there, and then I'm going to do a big group of spirituals of all religions. So I'm going to start with the South African national anthem, and I will do it in the Zulu language. And from there, I'm going to go into O Freedom, an arrangement of my own, into City Called Heaven, and then back into O Freedom, and then into Lador Vador, which is a Hebrew song, and today is Rosh Hashanah still. So I think it's wonderful because we all come from Abraham, so we really are all one in spite of things that are happening in the world. And I like every opportunity that I get to promote the fact that we are all one. And so it's a wonderful group of songs, and I'm going to end the program with my mother's favorite hymn and a wonderful arrangement of Wade in the Water.
Wow, sounds like quite a musical ride.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night,
7 p.m., yes.
And this one that we're going to hear then from
is
the CD?
Is called A City Called Heaven, and this arrangement is by Edward Boatner.
Lost in this wide world alone, no hope have I for tomorrow. I've started to make heaven my home. Reach that pure glory, my Father.
I'd say you own that one. Lovely stuff
from a
collection of a very eclectic performer. My guest has been Jeanette Thompson, professor of voice at the UW-Madison, and she is performing tomorrow night, free concert of very diverse stuff, but showcasing her considerable talent, Mills Concert Hall at 7:30. Okay, well, it's been a great pleasure having you on the show, and look forward to your next visit.
Thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure to be here.